Spring Cattle Auctions, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Springtime means cattle auction barns are moving what's referred to as lightweight cattle, calves ready to go on grass. Judy Hinman of Seven Rivers Livestock Auction in Idaho says it's what they see every spring.
A lot of people held their calves last fall because the market had fallen so much, and they're slowly coming in.
Auctioneer Eric Dries says the Emmett Valley of Idaho has a lot of small property owners with a few acres of grass that filled the seats at spring auction.
The Emmett Valley is well known for that, just lots of little 2 and 3 and 5 acre places. People want the cattle to just keep their pastures eaten down, keep the ditch banks eaten down, and they use them as a form of a weed control, fire control, and buy light calves and just basically run them on grass all summer, make a yearling out of them, and they'll sell them as 8 or 9 weights for fall delivery.
Sam Matthews buys a few head each spring just to put on his small acreage.
Buy them in the spring and sell them in the winter. Well, I hope I can get a little bit of meat on them, you know, get them out and get them grazing. Oh, just for extra money.
Meanwhile, Hinman is saying that the hard winter is resulting in adult cattle for auction this spring, but will mean fewer feeder cattle in the fall.
We're seeing maybe some more cull cows that people are getting rid of because they lost their calves. But this fall, it'll probably affect the markets quite a bit because there were a lot of people that lost calves.
With plenty of spring rain, cattle producers are now waiting for warmer weather to make the grass grow. Beef is what's for dinner at the family barbecue. David Sparks.